Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I remember on God TV, you know, John Michael Kilpatrick, which is Pastor Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence son. He's also a co-pastor of Church of His Presence. He had a chance to host Linda Cooley and Roy Fields and on God TV. And Roy Fields, now to understand Roy is, Roy was the worship leader for Todd Bentley, the Lakeland revival that took place. I remember when that was first started in a church called Something Burn. I can't remember the name of the church was. And it was, and I just got down there right before they're shifting from where it was to Auburn. Auburn Assembly, something like that, which was actually his brother's church in the town because they needed a bigger space right there. And it's just a powerful move of God that took place because people were hungry. Hunger, it's not necessarily the man or the woman of God who's maybe involved in as much as the people are hungry for God. That's why you can't really define what happens based off just one individual or two individuals. When people start getting hungry for God, God shows up. Hunger is the one thing that moves God. And so often people are wanting a move of God, but they're not wanting to be hungry for the things of God. Well, anyway, so Roy, I was there. I remember he was talking to his mother in the foyer of the next church, and God was beginning to move, and he's so overwhelmed. And he was saying specifically to his mother on his phone, he was saying, you know, might happen. You know, God moved, and it was just like, you know, just like what happened at Brownsville with Lindell and all these different things, and people were coming to be touched by God. It was a very powerful thing. Well, all these years later, now you have Lindell, who he had prayed for him during the Brownsville revival, who had the Lakeland revival, Lakeland outpouring. Now they're together on God TV, and they're sharing a little humor moment, as a matter of fact. So John Michael's not shy at all. So John Michael's telling him, he said, listen, I think we had enough pull to be able to bring President Trump in, and Roy Fields takes him there. Let's take a look.
Lord, we're just going to do it, Roy.
What are we going to do?
Here's the thing.
You're going to have to do something.
Ward Simpson has so much clout, okay, that we were able to get Donald Trump, President Trump, here tonight. It's unbelievable. What a blessing to God to you, right? So, Roy, okay. Have at it, buddy.
Well, thank you, John. I want you to know I love God TV. I've always enjoyed God TV. God TV is the greatest network that's ever been in existence, that's for sure. I have signed 83 executive orders these past couple weeks. One of them is to declare God TV Day. Now, I want you to know that God TV has my vote. You voted for me. I told you I would be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. And what I meant by that was God TV.
That was amazing.
That's so sad.
So listen, we love having fun with you. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast on God TV. See, now, the chat's blowing up, man.
All right, hold on, one more.
One more?
Too
one
much
more?
Spiritual.
One more. You have a song that you've sung. I have a problem with the song.
Oh.
We will break dividing walls. I am going to build... I'd like to change the song.
You gotta stop.
We will build dividing walls. We will build dividing walls. We will build dividing walls in the name of USA.
Sorry.
Oh,
that's all I got.
This is so sad.
And we're done.
Oh, man.
I hope nobody I know watched this.
So obviously that's the end of an hour-long program, and they're kind of losing it right there. But you're looking at, that was Lindell Cooley, who was the worship leader for the Brownsville Revival with Pastor John Kilpatrick. You're looking at Roy Fields, who was the worship leader with Todd Bentley in the Lakeland Outpouring. And, of course, John Michael. You know, John Michael is an associate pastor now with Pastor Kilpatrick at Church of His Presence. But he was a young man going to college during that time and during revival. And it's exciting to see some things that are taking place. And I think he did a pretty good Donald Trump.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah, and I actually can't sing that song anymore about dividing walls or something, breaking down dividing walls. Listen, there's just so many things taking place. We're excited about Australia standing up for Israel, getting educated on the boycott, divestment, sanction movement, saying that they're against it. Haley, you know, Nikki Haley with a UN representative ambassador to the United Nations dealing with that as well in the UN. And we're seeing great things happening. So many positive things with the Shaq movie coming out, you know, and the books coming a movie in March. And it's just exciting days.
It's a breakthrough year.
In the beginning of breakthroughs.
Yes.
And if you haven't yet gone and heard or seen some of the prophetic words, we spent the whole first part of this year just offloading a brand new language for the direction of the season that we're in. God has many, many things to say about the season we're in. We've got to dump that last language because God had mercy. We need to have this new language for this new season.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.